You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Maiken Scott. From football and all of its perils, on to another main ingredient in Thanksgiving weekend, shopping. So-called wearable technologies will again be huge this year, apparently. The Consumer Electronics Association predicts 1 in 10 shoppers will buy a fitness tracking device for themselves or a loved one. Innovations reporter Todd Bookman is here now to talk about the latest options. Hi, Todd.
Hey, Maiken.
So 1 in 10 shoppers will buy one of these things, so I guess this trend is not going away.
No. These are here to stay. Last year, global sales alone were around $240 million. This year, consumers are going to have well over 100 different fitness tracking gadgets to choose between, and, you know, most share the same basic functions. They can track your heart rate, the steps that you step, the miles that you run. Many also count calories burned, and also the wearer's sleep cycles.
So what are going to be the most popular options then?
So I put a call into an expert on this stuff, Jill Duffy. She's senior analyst at PC Mag, and she's big on the $199 Basis Peak watch.
So what's really cool about it is you never have to put it into sleep mode or running mode. It just automatically detects whatever it is you're doing. So I think this is one of the best trackers for most people just because it automates everything. It's at a decent price. It's comfortable to wear. It looks good. I really love it.
What does this thing look like?
Yeah, so it looks like a sort of high-tech watch. It's fairly well-designed. It's not too geeky. There's definitely a digital display on your wrist. So, I'm not sure I'd wear it on a date, but it's okay.
You can wear it to go running and such.
That would be an appropriate look, yes.
All right, now, looks aside, do these things actually do anything for us? Do they make us healthier, fitter, better people?
There's not really much good research out there yet that compares the fitness results of people that have these gadgets with those that don't. You know, if your goal here in giving one of these as a present this year is to get somebody off the couch, you may be disappointed. One study I found says that within 6 months of purchase, about 1/3 of users had completely given up on the gadgets. And another issue is that some academics have proven that not all of these devices are all that accurate when it comes to estimating the calories burned. So if you're going to get one, it may be worth doing a little research first on which are the better models.
Todd, what are some future trends when it comes to these healthy wearables?
So Jill Duffy says the next wave in wearable technology, and she says this could be a really big wave, is going to be in medical devices. So tracking patients while they're at home.
Imagine this. If you have a device that reads your heart rate all the time, and it's going to a platform, and that platform is on the internet and can be shared with other people, you suddenly have a way for your doctor to monitor you remotely.
Duffy says there are already devices being introduced in hospital settings that can track patients before discharge, so we're probably not too far off from seeing these technologies at home.
All right, but that's not going to be on our holiday shopping list
this
year.
Not this year.
What if I'm not into fitness devices, but I still would like to keep my weight down and all that? Any options out there?
Yeah, consider the Happy Fork. It's a smart utensil that encourages slower eating at meals by vibrating if you start chowing down too fast. So $100 comes with its own travel case. That might be a good gift for you.
And does it vibrate enough to shake the food off the fork if I'm going too quickly?
You know, I haven't tested it yet.
Todd Bookman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Todd Bookman reports on innovation for The Pulse, and we have, of course, put links to all of these gadgets on our website, whyy.org/thepulse.